No delays or cancellations here. Prep Sports Now back on a Monday, just with a little bit less to talk about after well more than half of the high school football slate last week was lightninged out. Some of the bigger games still took place. Of course, Liberty played Alta on Saturday, had a big win, I think 28-7. Gorman hosted Miami Central and now has a losing streak, a two-game losing streak, and Faith Lutheran was determined to get their game in with Green Valley, ended up losing in overtime. That and a few other games to touch on today. I guess I'll go straight to you, Ray Brewer. I'm Case Kiefer. But, Ray, what did you think? What stood out in a shortened week three?
That's a good question. And, the fact that Gorman, the one thing I think with Gorman is I'm really impressed with its team leaders, the Dorian Thompson Robinson kid, the Brevin Jordan kid. So Gorman hasn't experienced losing in 4 years, and now they've lost back-to-back games. And to see the determination and fight of these kids is something that I would think their coaches are really proud of, showing their true leadership. Listen, Gorman is struggling on the offensive line. They're not running the ball well. Their quarterbacks aren't having time to pass. Now, with that said, they are playing some pretty darn good teams. We're talking about three games against top 10, 15 opponents. But, just the fact that, Gorman is 1-2, that's odd to say. They hadn't lost two straight games since 06. Liberty's back on track. Shap kept the cleat. It's fun when it's raining. Where did you go to keep cover? Did you just stand out in the rain?
No, I had to go to the press box. I mean, it was pouring. Yeah. Where I went to Palo Verde Legacy, which only ended up playing 7 minutes, but I had to go up to the press box, which was very cramped, but there was really no other way to do it. So you stayed down there on the field the whole time?
Well, I went under like a little porch type of thing they have.
Oh, yeah, they have that at Gorman.
Yeah, it was just the amount of time that it took. I don't know. Are you supposed to the lightning thing? Like every time lightning went off, like half of the stadium's like, whoa. And I'm like, oh, there's another 30 minutes. Because the rule is if you see lightning, you got to wait 30 minutes.
Right.
So I saw a pretty cool video, the Shap Eldo game. They opened the gym and they were doing like some electric slide dancing. They had both the people from both sides.
Yeah, I saw our guy, Paul De Los Santos, was the chaperone of that. Supposedly.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Do you know how to do the electric slide?
No.
Neither do I.
Are
you
a
dancer? Do you dance?
No, not a big dancer. Chaparral, though, is dancing at 3-0, and I think this Tyre Collins kid has been one of the most impressive performers in the entire region so far. I mean, I think he has 4 interceptions. Maybe like 8 or 9 touchdowns already. It seems like he's just making huge plays on both sides of the ball. Like you said, they kept the cleat against El Dorado for the third straight year with a win there, 28-7, and Tyre scored 3 of the 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, so this week, Shap gets a little upgrade in competition, if you will, right? So they've played Bonanza, Pahrump, and Eldo, and now they play Foothill, a large classification school, with a pretty darn good defense, who's also undefeated, correct?
Yep.
And so if the Collins kid goes off again, then we know, okay, he's got a chance to be, a solid D1 player. So big game for him personally. Big game for the Cowboys, who I'm told haven't been 3-0 since the 90s, even though they've been to back-to-back semis. And with the way that lower league is, Virgin appears not to be as good as we assumed. Moapa Valley seems to be better than we assumed, right? And we know they're going to be prepared. And then the other side, DP finally scored, but the game got canceled. They're still the team to beat, even though they've gone through some injuries and some other things. And Sunrise Mountain, all of a sudden, I don't know, it's your team. You've got the T-shirt. I
love Sunrise Mountain. That might be my team. That's the team I'm backing in the lower level. That's another game I should have mentioned off the top that did get to be played. It was Thursday night. They played Spring Valley, one of your teams, I'd say, with Silo Stanton. And Sunrise pulled out the win 29-13.
Waded through a few weather things as well.
Their only loss came in week 1, a 1-point game at Moapa. Pretty good. Not a bad start to the season for the Miners.
Yeah, and then meanwhile, Mojave, who was awful against Legacy 2 weeks ago, they go to Virgin, and not only were they ahead of Virgin when they stopped the game, they were killing Virgin.
Yeah, Tawee Walker, talk about great performers so far this year. I think the two that stand out maybe the most on the lower level are Tawee Walker and Tyre Collins. So, I mean, I don't even know who, if you were trying to make a favorite, who you would even go with down there.
Yeah.
So crazy. Virgin Valley, another team we...
And where does DP, the defending, the powerhouse down there, we just don't have good evidence, nay or bad, because they played out of town, and then they played Arbor, who, listen, Arbor, I think, might give Gorman a little run for the money now.
Yeah, Arborview looking very good. Things still very unsorted in the Northwest. I mean, I still have no idea who's going to make the playoffs out of this. The Centennial game against, now, who are they? Sierra Vista. I knew they were playing someone good. Was the first one to be canceled, so we saw none of that. The Legacy Palo game is the first league game, so they're going to play tonight. I guess we'll have a little clarity on that.
I still have Legacy in that game, by the way.
Me too.
Okay.
Faith 0-2, but we both had them in the playoffs. Shadow Ridge 2-0, who now look like they should be in the playoffs. I'll say, Shadow Ridge did a really good job to salvage a 0-0 tie with Moapa Valley in a matchup they were clearly outmatched in.
Yes, that yeah, that was good.
Yeah,
that was funny.
yeah, I guess I fired up the Mustangs a little bit, which I will welcome. Clearly, they look a little bit better than I expected. I think they have a lot of people back from last year when they did some really good things. Just in my defense, and Brewer's already heard this, but it's just, you know, sometimes we only see these teams once or twice, and last year the time I saw Shadow Ridge was against Faith Lutheran where they just got blown out. So I kind of had this perception of them as, you know, maybe pseudo-contenders. But that being said, I wouldn't take anything away from Shadow Ridge. This is a... I've been here, 8 or 9 years now, and I think this is the best the program has been. Travis Foster has done some great things over there. I know they have a good staff, but I guess I was right. They couldn't quite get the victory over Moapa Valley.
Yeah.
Up 29-0 when the game
was
called.
I was calling around trying to get some clarification, like, when's it an official? It's like baseball, it starts raining. After 5, it's a game. Not that it mattered, because it was – all non-league stuff anyways, but
it was interesting to me when I was walking out to my car. I walked by one of the I walked by the Palo locker room, and some kid was coming out, and I was like, man, I really wanted to play in the rain, which then it kind of hit me to that like so many of these kids have probably never even played in these elements. I guess, you know, growing up for me in like Alabama and Kansas where I played football, you just took it for granted like you were going to have 2 or 3 games a year that was just like crazy erratic weather. And you just kind of fought through it. But the game I was at, Legacy and Palo, it was pretty clear that most of these kids had no idea what to do in this wind and this pouring rain. I think there were fumbles on almost half the plays. Everyone just looked discombobulated. It really makes you think, like, you know, a lot of times, of course, here in Southern Nevada, you're just not exposed to playing in elements like that. And it's going to make for some sloppy games.
Yeah, and you just don't know. I mean, that's the weird thing. Like, when you played as a kid, was there lightning? Or if you saw lightning?
Well, I'm not saying lightning, but, like, pouring rain. And I remember, like, I mean, like, once a year, you would just be in, like, a huge mud game where you're just disgustingly dirty and it's really hard to hold on to the ball.
And wasn't that fun? See, I just feel that – do you think maybe some folks maybe overreacted a little bit in canceling all these games? Because, like, by the time the Gorman game ended, it was perfectly dry. I mean, granted,
yeah,
we had to wait there till – I didn't get out of there till like 11:30 or whatever, but
– I feel like also it's probably somewhat of an avalanche. Like, one or two games get canceled and the word gets passed around. I mean, this is total speculation, but to me it's like if a game gets canceled, then it starts getting passed around to other places that a game got canceled. Because, like, the game I was at, they clearly knew that a few other games would be canceled when the decision was finally made to just hold off. When I feel like if you waited long enough, and yeah, it would have been a pain for everyone working and stuff to have to wait that long, but they could have absolutely gotten it in if they just would have waited. It kind of is unfair for the kids, although it seems like they're doing a good job rescheduling a lot of these games. But, you know, you practice so hard, and those practices can be so grueling and tiresome that, I mean, you do it to get on the field these 8 or 9 times, whatever, 10 times. To have one taken away is kind of unfortunate when it does feel like you could have waited maybe an hour or two and gotten the game in.
Yeah, bring everybody into the gym, ride it out, and go from there.
Yeah, but that didn't happen in many cases. It did in a few, as we mentioned. I think we mentioned almost every game that got in. I guess two national games that – or two out-of-state opponents, I should say, that we didn't mention was Bonanza beat Mar Vista out of California in a game that was rescheduled for Saturday, I believe. And Canyon Springs kept it really close, as you said they would, but ultimately lost to Clayton Valley from California.
Exactly.
I'm trying to think if we missed any other games. Oh, I mean, I mentioned this one at the top, but Green Valley Faith Lutheran seems like it was the game of the week. Went into overtime. Both put up a lot of offense. What do you take out of this one?
You know, and I think that's – we should have maybe started by giving a shout-out to Green Valley.
3-0, and every game has come down to the wire. They've got to be the most exciting team in town so far. A.J. Barilla is just – is it Barilla or Berea? I don't know. Whatever it is, the kid has been unbelievable, and he's got Jesse Granger, who was at the game, gushing, so I know he must be good.
Yeah.
He threw 5 touchdowns, almost 300 yards. I mean, clearly Green Valley is a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, and I think what we've seen with Green Valley is that, you know, this is with Mayberry being hurt too.
Exactly.
Right? So, great job by Green Valley. And that's a type of game where now all of a sudden you start building some confidence, right?
Yeah, because, I mean, I think we both picked against them. We thought it would be close, but I think mostly everyone picked against them.
Yeah.
Faith was supposed to be a little bit ahead of where they were this year by perception.
Yeah, and I think Faith has got some good players at some skilled positions, but defensively, maybe up front a little bit, they're still finding their way, and that's a tough cross to bear when you've got to find your way Friday against Arborview.
Yeah, big Northwest game, as you mentioned there, against Arborview. We kind of thought those were going to be the 1-2 teams, but so far, it seems like Arborview is just a far and away one. And, I mean, man, with as stacked as the Northwest is, I don't even think you can absolutely put Faith Lutheran in ink in the playoffs. Am I crazy? Can you still think you can?
Yeah. With that offense, bro?
I'm just asking. I mean...
You're telling me right now.
Centennial played Green Valley as close as Faith Lutheran did and beat Faith Lutheran last year. We both have Centennial out of the playoffs. Legacy
was that Green Valley, though, tired from traveling back from Cali, or was that Centennial?
I don't know. Well, I wasn't at the game, so I don't know. I'm just presenting the argument. Legacy looks like this might be the best team they've had in quite a while, possibly.
Since?
Or one of the best teams,
at 08, least. 09.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Palo Verde defensively still seems like they're going to be a force. I mean, I know we've taken some heat for not being so high on them, but I would be surprised if they don't pull at least one upset. Cimarron's undefeated. I'm not that high on them, but Granger loves them, so maybe they have a chance. And Shadow, I mean, Shadow's obviously done some really big things. I mean, a good team's going to be left out of the...
Cimarron's undefeated and is running the ball well.
Yeah, at least one good team is going to be left out of the playoffs.
Yeah, I think Shadow's in, Legacy's in, Faith is in, and Arbor's in. If you have Under Armour jersey, you're in.
All right, so nothing has changed for you based on the 2 weeks. I like that, no overreaction. I just think there could be – I mean, last year we saw some craziness here. Like I said, I'll always remember the game I was at where Faith Lutheran just destroyed Shadow Ridge and then the next week lost to Centennial, who we thought had quit on the season. So I just think there's going to be some craziness, and who knows. The one thing I'm sure of is Arborview is far and away the number one. They were up, I think, 2 touchdowns on Silverado in the first quarter when that game got called.
Picks. Let's do them, baby.
All right,
let's do them, baby.
Well, we've already mentioned this. I think we've already hinted strongly towards which way we're leaning. Arborview at Faith Lutheran.
I would have picked Arborview even if Faith would have handled this business against Green Valley. You know, especially now being after talking to some folks who've played against Arbor, just how good and strong and physical they are up front. This is going to be all day Arborview Aggies. But I think Faith is going to be able to score some points.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. This will be a test for Arborview's secondary with Sagan Gronauer throwing the ball around. That being said, I think it's a test. They are going to pass. I have Arborview pretty big as well. It's crazy that Faith Lutheran will be 0-3, but we'll see if they can turn it around from there. I still tend to lean with you that they can. I just think it might be tougher than I would have expected at the beginning of the year. De La Salle at Bishop Gorman. Is it going to be three straight losses for Bishop Gorman? Can't believe those words even came out of my mouth.
You know, I think Gorman plays better, but I think they're going to lose the game. Don't know who's going to be the quarterback, if it's going to be Micah Bowings, who came in and threw a ball that Brevin Jordan turned into a highlight reel touchdown, or if DTR's shoulder slash chest is going to be ready to roll. Geeked up for the game, though. De La Salle, they won 100 and some straight games. They've made a movie out of them. Looking forward to it. Gorman is not a bad team. They're just, you know, they set the bar so high for themselves. And they've lost some games, and this is a rare opportunity for Gorman to be the underdog. And they've got one last national game to prove themselves, and then they play Bonanza the following week. So I don't have them winning, but I think it's improved, and they got to get better up front.
You're pretty high on the Bowings kid, though, right? So maybe not a huge drop-off if he has to start.
I think he's a good player, sophomore. And he definitely throws a good ball, and he looks the part. So, but again, he's got no reps on the varsity level, so it's going to be tough to ask him to play De La Salle if he's the guy. I don't know what's up with DTR.
Okay, yeah, well, DTR took some big hits in that Miami Central game, came out at the
end
of the
game.
And
the week prior as well.
And the week prior, yeah. So we'll have to see what sorts out there. I think I'm going to pick De La Salle too. God, I can't remember the last time I picked against Gorman, but they've lost two in a row, so I think I'm allowed to now. I'm going to say De La Salle, who's still a top 10 program nationally without a doubt. Nothing against Gorman. I mean, it's tough to keep producing at their level, but I think that they're going to lose a third in a row. Legacy at Liberty.
Tough draw for Legacy, having to play Monday and then try to recover and prepare to play Saturday. They moved the game to Saturday against Liberty. And if this was a normal Friday to Friday, you get your time to recover. But Legacy, you know, this is a tough cross for them to bear, and you just can't avoid the schedule. So you know who I got. I got the Patriots, who I would have picked either way, but I think it's going to get uglier than it would have been.
Right. I think Legacy, I like that they're playing this game. I mean, this is kind of one of the themes of their program, that they want to take on all comers, so they were really fired up about playing the two-seed Liberty. I know there was some uneasiness about what would happen when the Palo game was canceled, because Palo was on a bye this week, so they thought maybe Legacy would have to cancel Liberty and play Palo, and they absolutely did not want to do that. I think that's admirable, because a lot of people don't want to play Gorman and Liberty, but Legacy does. I just don't think they can beat them. I think as good as Legacy is, I think Liberty's just a notch above, especially with Kenyon Oblad. I think he's going to put up big numbers in this game, and I think Liberty's defense is enough to be the first team to slow Legacy this year. Well, Palo might do so tonight. We'll have to see about that, but I got Liberty fairly easily in this game, but commend Legacy for taking them on, and I think both teams will be on to better things as the season goes on. Bonanza at Green Valley. Is this finally the game where Green Valley doesn't go down to the final seconds to win? I certainly would have to think so.
Yeah, I think, you know, Green Valley cannot have a Faith Lutheran hangover. They can't look at the opponent they're playing or the fact that it's a homecoming week and not bring its best foot forward. But if they go out and smash Bonanza, which they should, now all of a sudden you're thinking, okay, Green Valley is going to be that team that maybe puts a threat into Liberty and makes it to the finals and not Basic, who obviously looked bad 2 weeks ago against Vista.
Right, I think we're in agreement there. Next game, your Las Vegas Wildcats at my Shadow Ridge Mustangs.
Yeah. My Wildcats are not that good right now, and Shadow, you can't stop that, bro. I mean, this is a game that was just added to the schedule hours before we started our show, and you got to practice all offseason to get ready to stop the Shadow offense, and Vegas is going to have 4 days. Shadow, big.
Yeah, that's tough. Shadow's got a lot of players, and Aubrey Nellums, Cajun Smith, Barowitz, probably said that wrong, Cody Presser.
You're having a bad year with last names. It's unlike you.
Well, you try to pronounce it, Cajun Smith.
I can't. You. I everybody knows I can't say.
I could.
Name.
I could be right. If the JG is silent.
All right.
That being said, I've got Las Vegas. Just joking. I think Shadow Ridge wins this one big. Hopefully that they didn't need my motivation to do so because I'm behind them this week. Shadow Ridge for both of us. Desert Oasis going to Clark. Speaking of teams that have surprised, the Chargers.
Yeah, I think D.O. is – I think Clark's going to win the game. I got Clark.
Yeah, D.O.
I told you I saw one highlight reel of Clark's win against Virgin, and I really liked the place. And all of a sudden, I'm higher on Clark than
it's
I
like
was.
It's like the fourth time you mentioned that. So
good play.
All right. Yeah, I got Clark, too. Another team we fired up 1 week by saying they stood no chance. Clark – for me, Sierra Vista and Spring Valley, a little bit of a rivalry game here.
Yeah. Vista is a team who I started the season high on, right?
Yeah.
And then they lost to Palo. And I backed down. I thought I looked bad. And then they beat Basic somehow. Still can't believe that. Was that the biggest upset of the year?
In my mind, yes.
Okay.
I think so.
So, using that theory, I'm going to take Vista. If they lose this game, though, then I'm totally confused. Between them and Virgin Valley, I'm giving them one more week.
I was so interested to see how that Sierra Vista Centennial game went. Is that getting rescheduled? Word on that?
Done.
That's done? Man, that's one that – the first one to bite the dust and one of the most disappointing. I would have liked to have seen what would happen there. I've got to go Sierra Vista, too. I mean, that Basic win, so impressive. I think they've got a lot of younger talent. I'm going with the Mountain Lions. Your pick in this next game you have as an upset. I don't necessarily know if it's an upset, though. I was going to be on the same side. Cimarron at Centennial. So I guess tell me why you think the Bulldogs winning would be an upset.
Well, I mean, just because Cimarron is undefeated and Centennial has not won a game yet, and Centennial couldn't score against Foothill.
I mean, you know better than me, though. You got to look at the schedule.
I know.
They've played Foothill and Green Valley. Cimarron, I'm not trying to hate on Cimarron here.
You are, though. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying, okay, if this was at the beginning of the year, would you have called this an upset? Absolutely not.
No, but
Cimarron played Coronado and Del Sol. It's a little bit tougher sledding so far for
Centennial. Look great against Coronado, though, but go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's a close game, but I'm going with Centennial. I think they started to get some things together against Green Valley. I think that it's unfair to Centennial to say that's all because Green Valley is traveling back from California. So I'm going to go Centennial in a close game. Okay. I just don't necessarily think it's an upset. I think if you would have had me make a...
Do you want to change the wording on that before you publish it?
I'm just trying to stir a conversation. I'm not attacking you. I'm just saying if you would have asked me to put like a line on this game, I think I probably would have said Centennial by a few points.
Okay, I don't... Yeah, I mean, obviously, I don't disagree. Maybe I was trying to bait you into a $5 bet.
Okay. We've both got Centennial, so no bet there. Silverado at Desert Pines.
DP.
Yeah, you got to say Desert Pines here.
I mean, Desert Pines a mystery still. We're going to learn a lot about them eventually.
Yeah, at some point. Probably not here, though. Silverado going to need a year to get their bearings under returning coach Andy Ostolaza. Been a tough start, but they'll get there. We've got Desert Pines for this week, though. I'm very interested to see how this game goes. Foothill at Chaparral. Like we said, we've been very impressed by Foothill's defense, but Chaparral's offense, the one way I could see the Cowboys maybe putting up a big fight and getting the upset here is if Foothill's underestimating them, they could be in for a long day.
Yeah. You know me, Case. The thing that's going to hurt me the most this week is we're going to publish these picks, and all the Chap people are going to be like, bro, what's going on? I thought you were one of us. And I'm a Cowboy forever, but I just don't see Talich not figuring a way to stop Tyre Collins.
Yeah, I mean, I've got to go with Foothill, too, but that being said.
I tell you, I might change my mind because the one thing Shap is 100 times faster than Foothill.
You haven't even seen – every year you just talk about Foothill. Like
I know. You're shoehorned into a stereotype if you're Foothill.
You play like Foothill is out there on crutches or something.
No, but you think Foothill is like a track team?
I don't think Chaparral's a track team either.
Oh, my God, bro. They're the fastest team outside. They're quick.
right.
I mean, if now the question is, though, is Chaparral going to find a way to get the ball in space to go? And I just don't think they're going to be able to out-scheme Redmond slash Talich slash the mighty Foothill Falcons, who I'm zoned for Foothill. My son is going to go to Foothill, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't
He's
know.
Not fast either.
How do you know? He hasn't developed yet.
Trust me, I've seen him in PE.
I will say this, is Foothill's offense didn't really strike me as like quick strike fast, but I was stunned, and I mentioned this on a podcast a couple weeks ago. Defensively, I really did think they were fast, especially in the secondary. I thought that was one of their better attributes. So that makes me think that even if Chaparral is a track team, based on what I've seen, they're still not going to run away from Foothill. I think Foothill has some guys that can run and keep up in the at least on defense. So we both have Foothill. Pretty interesting game here. It seems like they meet in the playoffs every year. In the regular season this year, Canyon Springs at Basic.
Yeah. And this is a game where I like that best player on the field theory, and I go against myself. The Burton kid's the real deal, obviously. Diamante Burton. And Basic, I mean, was embarrassingly bad, right? I might go to this.
I mean, unless Sierra Vista was just awesome, which you thought they were at the beginning of the year.
I mean, not that awesome. I had Basic being awesomer, if that's a word. But
I don't think that's a word.
Basic's had a week to kind of stew over this game. I got the Wolfpack because they always seem to find a way to beat Canyon. But I tell you what, the Burton kid, he may run back to Northtown. He's going to kill him so good.
Yeah, I could see a high-scoring game, too, but I hate that we're agreeing on basically every single game. But
great minds think alike.
Yeah,
man.
I got to go with Basic in that one as well. Del Sol hosting Rancho, two of the teams that have struggled so far this year. Neither has a victory, but one will after Friday night.
I'll take the Dragons.
Yeah, I got to go with Del Sol as well. Tough for them, even tougher for Rancho right now, so I'll go with Del Sol. Durango at Coronado.
This is a game where we might differ. Are we not? Okay.
I don't know. I
think Coronado's been close to getting a dub. They just haven't been able to play a complete game. So Coronado opens against Cimarron. They're awful early. They come back. Then they're awful again. Then they go to Shadow. They put up some points, but nobody's stopping Shadow's offense. Right? Now you get a week off, your home opener, by the way. And you know Coronado, they got a ton of people that go to that school. They're going to have some food trucks out there. You know how Coronado does it, right? It's going to be crowded. Gavin Whale's going to kick some field goals. And Durango, even though I think I love the TK Fotu kid, and I say love, that kid's going to be on the preseason team next year. He's really good. I just don't see him beating Coronado.
Me neither, honestly. I think you touched on it, but to me, you got to look at the schedule. Durango started well, but they've played Pahrump and Bonanza. Coronado has played Cimarron and Shadow, a little bit tougher slate, and they've still been able to score points. So if they just figure it out defensively, I actually don't think they're going to have much trouble in this game. I'm going with the Cougars as well. Cheyenne at Valley. I don't even know what to say about this one. It's just that Cheyenne would be a huge favorite.
Talk about a team that has got the short end of the stick, right? Valley,
yeah.
Bye in week one.
Canceled against Durango.
Week two, they go. Who do they play? They kept it close, surprisingly.
That's true. You said they were going to be better than you thought, maybe. So why aren't you going with the upset here over Cheyenne?
Well, shoot, they've played four quarters and 3 minutes of football, and we're in the middle of... Right?
They played Spring Valley, 33-18 loss.
Yeah, and you hate Spring Valley. So.
I don't hate Spring Valley. No, I had them in that game. All I did against Spring Valley was I picked them to lose to Sunrise Mountain. They lost by two touchdowns.
They wouldn't have lost if it wasn't for the weather delay.
Oh, okay. I'm not even going to dignify that comment with a response. We both have Cheyenne in this game. Virgin Valley at Western. This is a game I think you could kind of talk yourself into either side.
Yeah, is Virgin Valley that bad? I mean, they got a kid on the All-City team who rushed for...
Won the Sunrise last year.
Yeah.
At least in the regular season.
Won the regular season Sunrise. They got a kid who's getting recruited at tailback who rushed for 2,000 yards last year, and they lost at Clark. And then Mojave killed them at their house.
And we know Western is better.
But they lost in Boulder.
Yeah, but Boulder's undefeated too.
Yeah, Boulder. I mean, that's the crazy thing. Boulder beat Clark.
Yeah.
Clark beat Virgin.
Boulder beat Western easily, though. So let's not be like, yeah.
Easily.
Maybe the whole disconnect here is you. I mean, you say I hate Spring Valley. You actually hate Boulder. You just laughed when I mentioned that Boulder is much better. Hate Boulder.
No, Boulder was so bad that they ain't even playing this year. They're trying to get back on track. They're not in the league.
That's true, and they did lose to Needles last week.
And they lost to Needles.
I don't know if Needles is any good.
What does that say about Virgin Valley?
I don't know. I don't know.
And
I don't...
maybe Mojave, who couldn't stop a nosebleed against Legacy, made no adjustments. Maybe Mojave's the team to beat.
I think you can go anywhere with all those things, and I think you can go anywhere with this game. So which way are you going?
I'm taking Virgin, but this is it. I'm going to text Lugvidson and tell him this is it, bro. You either get a dub or we're done. I ain't picking you the rest of the way.
An ultimatum for
but
Dory
again,
Lugvidson.
The man's already in the playoffs.
Jaden Perkins. despite all their troubles, Perkins is averaging like 8 yards a carry still again. He just maybe is their whole team. I mean, when you get down like they're getting down, you have to throw the ball a little bit more, and I believe they lost their quarterback. So maybe the passing game is where some of the issues are stemming so far, because it doesn't look like they've been able to throw it very successfully. I think Perkins is enough here, though. As improved as Western is, I still think Virgin Valley wins this game. Suddenly, this one really interesting to me. Moapa Valley at Mojave.
Yeah, I mean, Moapa Valley's... If I'm Brent Lewis, I'm pretty happy right now, right?
I mean, yeah, you got the the tie with Shadow Ridge.
Virgin's a dud. You get Shap at your place, and you could, I mean, and the Mojave. I got to go what I know, and I know that Lewis is going to have his team prepared, and I know they could throw the rock, so I'll take Moapa.
Yeah, this is a tough one for me because I totally could talk myself into Mojave here, who, has looked good aside from the Legacy loss. So teams on their own level, they've really beaten up on, haven't even allowed a point yet to a team on the lower level. That being said, I do like the infrastructure at Moapa. I think, like you said, they're always among the best prepared teams. I think maybe...
You take the Walker kid off Mojave, they lose this game by 30.
I agree. I think maybe Moapa will have a few wrinkles up their sleeve. I think they'll have the game plan.
I love
to get this
when
done.
I say something and you just say I agree. I mean, that is like
how we haven't disagreed on hardly anything
that
in this
is
podcast.
So attractive. It's like music to my ears.
We haven't disagreed hardly at all today.
Well,
have
you haven't had any hot takes.
Oh yeah,
you haven't gone
a hot take like you declaring you and guaranteeing UNLV wins against BYU and Air Force.
I still guarantee that. Okay. I promise you.
And anything I said were hot takes. All right. Maybe you'll consider this last game out of the ordinary, because I think finally, is this the first game we're going to disagree on? Boulder City at Pahrump Valley.
You're taking Boulder?
I'm taking Boulder. I think they've been more impressive so far.
Let me ask you this question. Where was the Boulder City Needles game at?
Yeah, I agree. I'm a little bit worried about the location of this game. Was it not at Needles?
It was.
Okay, exactly.
They lost to Needles.
At Needles.
I don't care. They lost.
They beat Clark.
What, the Clark all of a sudden, the Dallas Cowboys?
Well, they beat Virgin Valley.
Who has no quarterback, apparently. There's no way Boulder wins this game.
Needles is undefeated.
Do you realize we're
playing? Needles undefeated. They beat Odyssey Institute from Flagstaff the week before.
Do you know where Needles is at?
No, I
it's
don't
like
actually.
Near Laughlin, I think.
Okay.
Okay, do you know where Pahrump is at?
Not near Laughlin.
Okay, so Boulder's going to have to leave Boulder, 95, get whatever, go up that one road thingy over there. And this is the two equally matched teams. No, they got 5 foot 980-pound tackles. But Pahrump wins this game, and Pahrump's got a real quarterback. Pahrump.
Gonna give me some
Pahrump,
points?
Pahrump. Four.
Six.
Five. Four and a half.
Oh, that's five is in between the two at least.
Yeah, but now I got to win by six, and Prump probably doesn't have a kicker.
Well, I'll take the five.
Katie Viscotti, I'll take
it. All right, five. I've got Boulder City. Brewers got Perump. I'm so happy we could finally disagree on something. This might be music to my ears when we disagree. Yeah, that does it for week four. We'll be back next week to talk about what happened there. Hopefully all these games get in. Until next week, for Ray, I'm Case. Thanks for listening to Prep Sports Now.